CZIE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Another disgraced former executive is heading to prison. Sam Woxall, who once ran the biotech firm ImClone, has been sentenced to 7 years in jail after pleading guilty to fraud and obstruction of justice. Nathan King reports from New York.
In the end, the once high-flying biotech executive Sam Woxall got the maximum sentence. He pleaded guilty to selling shares in his company ImClone after hearing that regulators were about to issue bad news on one of the company's cancer drugs. He may have also tipped off his friend Martha Stewart, who is also now facing charges. Woxall was one of the figures that characterized the late 90s bubble on Wall Street. He had hoped for leniency after pleading guilty, but now, as well as going to prison, he will have to pay a $3 million fine. Nathan King, New York.
Eric Robert Rudolph's bond hearing has been delayed upon request of defense attorneys. The hearing for the suspected serial bomber was scheduled for this morning, but now will take place on June 17th. The defense team requested additional time to go over facts of the case. Rudolph is accused in the bombing of the New Woman All-Woman Clinic in Birmingham South Side in 1997. One person was killed in the attack. He also is accused of three bombings in Atlanta, including the blast at the Centennial Park during the Summer Olympic Games in 1996 that left a woman dead and injured dozens.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Soldiers and police in Peru are attempting to launch a rescue operation in a town where 60 people are being held hostage. The victims were abducted before dawn yesterday at a construction camp in the remote jungle. The hostages were building a pipeline for an Argentina conglomerate. The kidnappers are demanding payment of $1 million in exchange for their return, but security forces will try to take on the armed group themselves and are now waiting for the orders to launch their rescue effort. Police believe the group behind the crime are terrorists connected with the leftist Latin American rebels Shining Path. They waged a bloody war with security forces in the 80s and 90s. NASA has successfully launched the first Mars Expedition rover from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
For this phase of the flight, we're approaching Mach 1. And there we go. We've exceeded the supersonic speed, and the engine positions look good.
The Red Rover will launch later this month. Both will arrive at the Red Planet early next year.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
32 women are accusing Denver Mint co-workers and supervisors of harassment and discrimination. Their complaint to the Treasury Department says it's been going on for decades, and it cites unfair treatment in job assignments, training programs, and promotions. The Mint has 500 employees, about 20% of which are female. Accounting technician Phyllis Soto says the zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment seems more like zero tolerance for victims. Soto cites bad language, crude jokes, and pin-up pictures. When women object, she says bosses and the union just tell them, you have no case and you'll be known as a whiner. Mint industrial manager Kenneth Boris declined comment. Stocks rebounded today, pushing the major market averages higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points to 90.55. The NASDAQ gained 23 points to 16.27. The S&P 500 finished up 9 to 9.84. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5.
Hey, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's 7:30 past the hour. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. If you'd like to join in the spitting contest tonight, please do. The number is 800-825-5937. That's 800-TALK-YES. Or you can email mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. And welcome to our listeners on IE America Radio Network, Sirius Satellite 145, Channel 145, radiopower.org, and whiterosesociety.org. What's hell when you have to patch together a liberal radio program? It makes us all stronger, though. It really does. Several items here before we beg you to call in. Hillary's new book, Living History, is breaking records. You know, this has got to be sand in the eyeballs of the flying monkey right, huh? Now, I don't listen to talk radio. I can't. I just can't. It's not because I hate these people. It's not because I think they're morons or anything of the sort. I just can't. It just makes me nauseous, makes my blood pressure go up. So I don't know what Limbaugh or Savage or Hannity or G. Gordon Liddy or the rest of these felons or potential felons are saying about Hillary's book. But it sold more copies, Hillary's book, in its first day of release than any other nonfiction book in Barnes & Noble's is going to be. They can line their pockets. Did I mention they can line their pockets? Okay, I forgot. They can line their pockets. So it's one huge sandbox. They can do anything they want to do. Of course, the fact that Americans are dying every single day, and more are going to die, not to mention the Iraqis who are dying, but let's forget the Iraqis just for a while. Americans are dying every single day in Iraq and will continue to die and die and die while Bush and his thugs play in the sandbox. But isn't it interesting? A quota system to ensure that all the various and disparate groups are equally represented in the new government of the Democratic People's Republic of Iraq. A quota system. My goodness. Who sent this in? Jim Turr sent this in. Jim from New Mexico. I think it's New Mexico, right? Is Jim live in New Mexico? I think so. Jim's a musician, among other things, yeah. Jim writes, this is from an NPR story on Monday about targeting military recruitment ads at the stock car racing crowd. Okay? The, be all you can be, the army of one, join the world, see the Navy, blow things up. The military recruitment ads. The advertising geniuses who are putting together these ads now for the U.S. military are targeting them to the stock car racing crowd. Now, instinctively, Jim writes, that sounds about right, right? How do you suppose the military spokesman, who's quoted here in just a moment, I'll give you the quote. How do you suppose the military spokesman explained this rationale? That they're going to go after, the recruitment ads are going to go after the stock car racing crowd. Think about it for a second. Okay, here's Jim's answer. Well, it's not Jim's answer. Jim provides the answer, but this is from a spokesman for the U.S. military. The reason they're going after the stock car racing crowd for recruitment into the military is because, quote, the stock car racing fan base has exactly what we're looking for. They're patriotic, and they love speed, technology, power, and teamwork. And that's what we're interested in. End quote. U.S. military spokesman. Now, Jim adds, of course, he left out relatively poor and uneducated, but you can't be completely honest when doing a radio interview. The stock car racing crowd? What is that, another quota system? ML in Santa Fe emails in, Mike, I was at the local Borders bookstore in Santa Fe last week and happened to notice the current issue of Der Spiegel, The Mirror, ML adds. I never knew what Der Spiegel meant. The Mirror. It had a red cover, and in very large black letters it said, quote, "The hour of truth in the land of lies." Very provocative, I thought. They're referring to us. The hour of truth in the land of lies. Is it Der Spiegel that has the picture of Hillary on the front? Somebody posted it my web. If you haven't gone to MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net, please go. Huge community. What are we up to? About 615 registered users now, and we're trying to hit 1,000 by the end of the week. Why are we trying to hit 1,000? I have no earthly idea. It just sounds like a good number. So somebody posted at my website in the comments board section a cover of Der Spiegel with Hillary on the cover. Dear God, what a great photograph. It's incredible. And from Kurt in Seattle. Mike, I listen to you religiously via the White Rose Society archives. I know that the Bush crime family is bringing this country to ruin via their lies, greed, and murders. But how about you devote just one day to giving us some rays of hope? I'm getting to the point where I need to hear something positive. Give us something to hope for, even if it is a fuzzy kitten or a warm puppy story. Please. From Kurt in Seattle. Well, Kurt, I don't know what to say. That's one of the reasons I got fired from WLS. Well, I didn't really get fired, but it might as well have been fired. The program director there, what was his name, Kathy? Mike Elder. Insisted that I had become dark and depressing, and of course I'm dark. I'm Italian, and Mike Elder was just pale. I mean, he was one of the whitest white men I ever saw. Wasn't he, Kathy? He was just pale white, just albino like, just kind of that weird white. But he said I was getting dark, and I thought he meant well, talking about my skin color. But he said I was getting dark and depressing, morose. All I was talking about was what was in the newspapers on television every single day. And I wonder if that's what's occurring. I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening here. I have no idea. But I'll tell you what we'll do tonight. If somebody wants to bring up a topic that is, a warm puppy or a cute kitty topic, I'm wide open to it. This is talk radio. You folks are certainly entitled to bring topics that you want discussed to this program. We are not a dictatorship here. This is not authoritarian radio. This is not the golden microphone. This is not the excrement in broadcasting network. This is just the Malloy Show. So if you've got something, bring it on. Now, one thing that might be considered good news, I think Nancy Reagan would consider it good news, Donald Reagan died today at the age of 84. No, I'm not being facetious. Donald Reagan was the Wall Street financier who served Ronald Reagan as Treasury Secretary and then Chief of Staff before he was run out of town because of the Iran-Contra scandal. Remember that? Don Reagan blamed former First Lady Nancy Reagan for his abrupt ouster as the President's Chief of Staff back in 1987. And he kind of got even the next year when he published his tell-all memoir. His book was titled For the Record, From Wall Street to Washington. It was in that book that he revealed that Nancy Reagan had consulted extensively with San Francisco astrologer Joan Quigley. Reagan wrote in his book, quote, "Virtually every major move and decision the Reagans made during my time as White House Chief of Staff was cleared in advance with a woman in San Francisco who drew up horoscopes." Now, it was Don Reagan who was the chief spokesman for Ronald Reagan's 1981 tax cut that damn near bankrupted this country. We were recovering from it all the way up until 1996, 97, until the Clinton administration managed to put the country into the black ink. Of course, it didn't take the Bush baby long to destroy that. But Nancy Reagan also didn't like Reagan's quote in 1986 after Ronnie met with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in Reykjavik, Iceland. And that was when Ronald Reagan said, "Well, why don't we just get rid of all the nuclear weapons?" And Reagan said, "Some of us are like a shovel brigade that follow a parade down Main Street cleaning up." He was referring, of course, to his fearless leader. So when informed today that Don Regan had died, Nancy Reagan said she was sorry to learn of Regan's death and said he had served his country with great distinction.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty, then.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Molloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too? Heck.
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
Ooh,
you
why,
hate
why not
me?
Why put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Molloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
To see why people would call you up, you really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio, it's Mike Molloy.
Before past the hour. God, I hope I'm not bringing people down. I'm just the messenger. Anyway, we're at 800-TALK-YES. So unless we get a whole bunch of calls in here, I think, what do we have, Kathy? We still have six open lines. If we don't get a whole bunch of calls in here, I'm just going to bring you all down. That's all. By the way, Hillary Clinton is on Larry King Live. So if you're not tuned into CNN, you might want to check it out. You can cross, what do you call it, parallel process. You can watch Hillary and Larry and listen to this program. This was on the AOL news thing, which to me is silly. AOL having a news thing, you know, when you get their welcome screen, if you like me are still stupid enough to use AOL as your internet service provider. And it's also reported by the Associated Press. What the headline of AOL said is this: there is a high probability that Al-Qaeda will attempt an attack with a weapon of mass destruction. And then when you go into the story, it says, in the next 2 years. And when you go deeper into the story, it says, the U.S. government said in a report Monday. Well, in the next 2 years. Now, let's see, what's happening in 2 years? This is 2002, 2003, 2004, 2004. What is significant about 2000? That's when George Bush is up for re-election. The report to a U.N. Security Council committee monitoring sanctions against the terrorist group Al-Qaeda did not say where the Bush administration believes such an attack might be launched. Here we go again, huh? See the arrogance of the Bush crime family. They find two trucks with the sides missing. And, oh, there you are! Mobile Biochemical Labs! There's your proof. Oy. So now we have this new report. The Bush crime family said it believes that despite recent setbacks, quote, Al-Qaeda maintains the ability to inflict significant, a lot of casualties in the United States with little or no warning, end quote. The report said the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda, quote, will continue its efforts to acquire and develop biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear weapons. We judge that there is a high probability that Al-Qaeda will attempt an attack with one of these weapons within the next 2 years. Indeed. So, there. Now, huh? Think about voting against George Bush. George Bush, the only person going to protect us. More lies. More lies. All right, we're going to do a little bit of church tonight. It's like church. Adam Cohen, writing in the New York Times today, had something titled, What Would Jesus Do? Sock It to Alabama's Corporate Landowners. And then last night, or the other night, about a week ago, J.L. Roberson, who posts at my website, had something very interesting that I want to share with you. So we're going to do church in a little bit, but not right now, okay? Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hi there, Michael.
How you doing?
Well, sort of partly cloudy.
Yeah, okay.
Did you happen to hear the comments made by one Alan Greenspan?
Today?
I believe today.
I did not.
It may have been yesterday. I don't know exactly.
No,
he has, in his inimitable style, predicted the...
take your time.
...prospect of a shortage of natural gas.
Oh, yes, I think I did hear something on All Things Considered tonight about that on my drive into the orifice. I think I did hear that.
And living in a state that has been known to get a bit frigid in the winter months.
Yeah, that'd be Indiana.
It kind of concerns me because...
Can I get you to hold a second?
Sure.
All right, we'll come back. Don't be offended. We just have to do some commercials, Marge. We'll be right back and talk with Marge. And you, stay with us. I'm Mike Pelley.
Who was numbered with the angels and who sided with the devil. Who was good and who was evil. It was all so black and white. But the years have taught me better. Good and evil do not matter. Their words are masters scattered to hide their bloody hands. And what's truth and what's illusion? What's order or confusion? Who's winning or who's losing? Just depends on where you stand.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As the United Auto Workers gears up for contract talks with the big three U.S. automakers, new signs that industry is preparing for the worst. According to London's Financial Times newspaper, General Motors is stocking up on cars and light trucks in preparation for a possible strike this fall. Talks between the auto workers and Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler open on July 19th and are widely expected to be the most contentious in recent memory. Ford hopes to shut down four U.S. factories, and all three automakers hold pension plans that are underfunded by tens of billions of dollars.
Another week, another pension reform protest strike in France. Today's is being led again by the transport workers and has brought much of the country's bus and train systems to a halt. There are more flights into and out of French airports this week compared to last week's strike. Teachers led last week's walkout, but they are absent on the streets today as their union holds bargaining talks with the government. If those do not turn out well, the French National Teachers Union says it will hold its own strike on Thursday.
Frontline workers in Canada's battle against the SARS virus will receive hazard pay. Ontario's health minister ordered the four Toronto hospitals where the deadly disease is treated to double the hourly wages of those tending to SARS patients. But the Ontario Nurses Association says that's not enough. The union is demanding double pay for all healthcare workers in those hospitals where the airborne virus is being treated. And since gloves, masks, and gowns were not enough to prevent two nurses from recently contracting SARS from a dying patient, the ONA says additional safety equipment is needed. Yesterday, a dozen nurses arrived at their provincial legislature wearing masks in protest of the Ontario government's handling of SARS. They say they were muzzled, silenced, and ignored during the outbreak and are demanding a public inquiry.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Flying Monkey Ride Blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. We're talking to Marge in Maryville, Indiana, about Greenspan talking about, might be a shortage of natural gas.
Ain't that a kick in the butt?
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, in states like Indiana, where the utilities are regulated,
yeah,
they are guaranteed, you like that word, guaranteed a reasonable profit.
Yeah.
So would you not think with that guarantee of a reasonable profit, would it be not logical to assume that they would be a little bit more diligent in getting reasonably priced gas for its consumers?
Well, sure. But we have to, first of all, since this came from, even though it came from Greenspan, the comments I heard were coming from members of the Bush administration, I don't remember who, somebody in the Department of Energy, and also somebody from the, American Petroleum Institute. And the quote I heard was, this guy was bitching and whining because there are rules against drilling on certain public lands, and they would like to have those restrictions removed so that they can save us from a horrible, horrible natural gas crisis this coming winter. So, to me, it's all BS, Marge. I don't believe,
no kidding.
I don't believe any of it.
I mean, you know, it's just like what a few folks from Texas did to the people in California.
Ooh, didn't they?
Did, and
well, this is the administration of fear and loathing. Use fear to motivate the American public. I have never seen an administration.
Oh, that, there's a boogeyman behind every book.
Everything is based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't sign on to the Leave No Child Behind, which leaves all children behind, then you have to suffer the fear of America becoming a second-rate educational powerhouse, which we already are, if not third-rate. If you don't subscribe to the idea of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they're going to drop nukes on Chicago. It just goes on and on. This is a fear, loathing, lying administration. So,
they are absolutely incredible.
Right. So anything I hear, if I hear there's going to be a natural gas shortage next winter projected, and it comes from anybody connected to the Bush administration, I immediately assume there's going to be a natural gas surplus next winter. So that's just, I reverse it 180 degrees, and that gives me something to work with.
But we still, you know, those of us that our seniors are on fixed income are screwed.
Well, it's not going to happen. It won't happen, Marge. I just don't believe it's going to happen. It's just an attempt to further destroy what's left of environmental rules and regulations in this country. And so don't worry about it. Everything will be fine.
Take care of the environment?
Huh?
The Bush administration is going to take care of the environment?
No.
Sure they are.
Right. You'll be fine. If it gets too cold, you can always come to Atlanta, and we'll put you up for a weekend.
Oh, well, gee, I'll keep that in mind. Last night, changing the subject just a bit, on Charlie Rose,
yeah,
he had Chris Matthews and Margaret Carlson talking about Hillary's book.
Yeah.
And none of them had read it.
Well,
boy, they were talking about it.
Right. I would imagine that eventually these people will read Hillary's book, and if they don't, to hell with them. The American public is reading it, and it's great. Like I said, it's like sand in their eyes. It's just wonderful to see. Hey, Marge, thanks for checking in.
Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. 800 Talk Yes is where we are. Jim is calling from Buchanan, Michigan. Which
that
is,
would be Buchanan, Michigan.
Buchanan. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
You know what? I used to talk to you when you were on WLS. I used to. I am so thankful that you were. You know what? Yesterday I went out to look for satellite radio.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I pick Sirius Radio is because you're on Sirius Radio.
Well, bless your heart. Did you get one in your car or one at home or what?
I got one in my big truck. I work for UPS. I used to call you all the time. Jim from Michigan.
Oh.
Your last day at WLS. I sang to you and your wife a Sesame Street song.
Oh, that's right. I remember. And you and I talked during the UPS strike because I was one of the few, if only, talk show hosts that came down solidly in favor of the drivers.
Absolutely.
The union.
I am so thankful to listen to you on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you found the program again. It's hell trying to find this program.
You know what? I've been on your website several times, MikeMalloy.com. I suggest everybody go there and look at the mayonnaise section. But
oh, no, it's gone. It's different now. You got
I know it is. I know it is.
You got to go. You got to go to the new. Let me just interject here. What Jim is referring to, I had a whole page on the old website that had to do with my favorite brand of mayonnaise, which is Blue Plate. And Kathy had added some things about Blue Plate that you can do with Blue Plate. That I don't know. Some of it was family oriented. Some of it probably not very. But it was a great page.
I really do like your new website, though. It's
well, thank
informative.
You.
I'm just the happiest camper in the whole world. I'm listening to you right now on Sirius Radio, and it's just kick butt.
Just like the old days, right?
You are wonderful.
Only better.
Yep.
And that website was put together by a young man named Mark Marshall. Well, he's not that young, but he's, you know, he's younger than I am. His company is Maximum Interactive, and he's just done a brilliant job with that, with the website. I'm really pleased with what he did. We had several offers from people, and all people who work, who do that for a living, and it was very kind to them. Mark was the one that put this together with Maximum Interactive, and we're just thrilled with what he's done.
You know what? And I couldn't agree more. Compared to the old website, this one works. I'm a big Mac man. I guess everybody should know that. I tend to fall on different lines on everything, from PC, Mac, left wing, right wing. But anyway, Mike, you're the greatest. I love listening to you, and I'm so happy that I bought this satellite radio. It's and I couldn't agree more with Marge. Everything that the Bush administration is doing right now is nothing but scare tactics. Everybody's going to be scared, and they're just working for the next election.
That's it.
And I'm just getting so frustrated because so many of my friends are right wingers, and but I'm just. You have no idea the smile on my face when I saw that you were on satellite, went out, bought it. I'm the happiest camper in the world.
Well,
right now.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sir. Very kind of you to say. Thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it. Oh, no. Guess who's here? Here is our Burger King employee. Nothing against Burger King. Well, yeah, a lot against Burger King. David, from the far reaches of the Flying Monkey Right Fringe, whatever. What do you want? What do you want tonight, David?
It's the far-flung fringes of the Flying Monkey Right.
Yeah, whatever. What's up?
What's up here is I'm looking at this.
Hey, have you spent this year's tax rebate yet? Have you and your family gotten your $200 or your chump change, whatever it is, or don't you qualify?
Of course I qualify. No one's got it yet. Give it time.
Ah, okay.
But I'm calling here because your wisdom, you do have wisdom, and we all do in some respects. And I'm looking here at...
Well, you don't. I mean, most people do, but you are totally devoid of wisdom. But that's another whole topic, and that's not why you called in. Why'd you call in, David?
I called in because I'm looking at this abysmal failure that's about to happen. It's called the stupid, asinine roadmap to peace.
Oh, you're talking about your buddy George Bush again.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Go right ahead.
Why does the world tolerate the existence of Hamas? Anti-Islamic jihad.
Let me turn the question on you. Why does the world tolerate the refusal of the State of Israel to honor and follow UN resolutions? I think they are in default of about 70 of them. Hello?
Well, we can go into that, Mike.
Why does the world tolerate the establishment of settlements in the occupied territories, which is against directives from the United Nations, which is perpetuating the suicide bombers. Why does the world tolerate, you know, we just overthrew a government run by Saddam Hussein because he gassed his own people. That was one of the reasons put out there. Ariel Sharon has been censured by his own government and driven out of power because of what he did at the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in South Lebanon. So, your question is a jackass question, David. If you want to start with a real question, let's start with why does the world tolerate the Israeli Defense Forces going into the occupied territories and blowing people up and killing people?
Okay, I think it's two reasons. One is the Holocaust. Two,
the Holocaust.
I think it's a sympathy.
Well, then why don't we go into Poland and blow up Poland? That's where the death camps were.
Let me get my second point out. And my second point is that if Israel loses any war and is driven back, and they lose any major conflict, they're all dead. They will be slaughtered. The only
people who are determined to slaughter the Jews, David, are Christian fundamentalists, the Christian Armageddonists. Islam does not talk about slaughtering the Jews. It is the perverted, sick Christian faith as practiced by these Christian fundamentalists who now own this country. They are the ones who have said that when Jesus comes back, 144,000 Jews will be allowed to convert and the rest will be massacred.
Now, wow, that's a new one on me.
Well, read your Bible, study up, sign over Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson or James Dobson. Get it right. I've told you before, David, get it right before you call this program.
But the reason I'm calling here is because We just had...
Muslims don't like the Jews because it's Arabs that don't like the Jews because they feel that the Jews came to their country, Palestine, and took over. Now, we can argue about that until hell freezes over, but it's not a Muslim-Jew thing. It's a Christian-Jew thing.
But what I'm trying to say, Mike, is that...
And you're not doing a very good job of it either. But
yeah, what I'm trying to say is that I guess Ariel Sharon is elected by the people of his country.
No, he's not elected by the people of his country. They have a parliamentarian form of government there.
Well, he was elected.
He's elected by the members of his party.
Well, however...
All right, David, look, you're screwing up so bad tonight. I'm going to move on. Get your facts straight. I appreciate your efforts. You do call in. You're like a man dying of thirst in a desert. You always call this program looking for water, and I give you water, but it's not the kind of water that's necessarily drinkable. And I, you know, you got to get your stuff straight before you call in, David. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. But get all that straight. The people of Israel did not elect Ariel Sharon. The people of America did not elect George Bush. One follows the other. Oh, it's hard to talk with these right-wingers. I try. Honest to God, David's the only one. I have a little grudging, not respect for him, pity. Grudging pity for David that he persists in calling this program. He's the only one on the right who even attempt. Of course, most of them don't know how to dial the 1-800 part, and I get them confused when I say it's 800-TALK-YES or 800-825-5937. That confuses your average Republican. But, David, if you're going to persist in calling the program, you must get at least your basic facts straight. Thanks. Bill is calling from Collegetown, Pennsylvania. Bill, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling.
Yes, it is, and I just want to echo... A couple callers ago, I also bought a Sirius satellite system on Monday for a specific reason to get a different viewpoint in talk radio. Because, I mean, I live near Philadelphia, and it's just wall-to-wall, one right-wing lunatic Republican after another, and then they repeat the programs.
Can you believe that this program is too liberal to be in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty in this country?
They wouldn't have anything like it there.
No, absolutely.
Anybody
not.
That dissents at all, they take them off the air. I'm a big fan of talk radio. I used to listen to... WABC, Lynn Samuels, they took her off.
Sure.
WOR, Jay Diamond, took him off.
Uh-huh.
And Philadelphia, another fellow who really disagreed with Bush, Irv Homer, they took him off. Everybody who has any kind of a dissent, they're gone.
Well,
have you been on this Sirius satellite program?
I've been with this network we're coming up on 3 years, but I think we've only been on Sirius for about the past 7 or 8 months,
okay.
if I'm not mistaken. I used to be on WLS in Chicago, and like these people you just mentioned, I got taken out because of my point of view. And you know, it's really weird because you still hear these right-wing scum on radio refer to the liberal media, right? Doesn't that just make you want to break things?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I also listened to Nate Clay from WLS.
Oh, yeah.
Had to put up an antenna outside to get him on, have a Grundig, big Grundig radio.
You can only get him, what, Saturday night or is it Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday night for in the wee hours,
right.
2 to 5. It's a different time zone here. It's,
yeah.
2 to 5 is when I get him.
He's a good man. Nate Clay is a good man.
Yes, he knows his stuff too, just like you do. Hey, well, I have found a home. I'm going to be checking in listening every night here. This is what I'm looking for.
Bless your heart, Bill. Thanks for checking in. I hope you call again.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Bye.
All right, sir. Take care. We got to get some stock in Sirius, Kathy. I don't buy stock. I have one little tiny chunk of stock that I bought about a year and a half ago. Kathy has stock, but I don't. It predates me. I just don't do it. I don't know. Maybe I should. I just don't. Just don't do it.
Well, that makes me un-American, doesn't it? Huh?
Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, fine. I've got a couple stories here. I thought you might be interested. You've probably seen them. One is this thing, one I'm reading is from Thomas Edsel in the Washington Post about this thing about Westar Energy. You seen this one?
I may have. Just very quickly, refresh me on it.
It's about the 56,000 in donations with Tom DeLay. And
oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Where they were all ordered to send in some money, and they didn't even know who in the hell they were supporting.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, Luke. I got to do a commercial here. We'll come right back and get you right after this quick break. Two open lines here. Join us. Because I don't want to talk about depressing things tonight. 800-TALK-YES.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25!
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the word you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
There's gas in our hemisphere. And the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
I got your American gas, Georgie. Back to Luke, who's calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, we were talking about the...
Westar.
Yeah, the Westar
Energy Company,
and their executives or their employees were told to send lots of money to Tom DeLay.
They had, was it $31,500 in hard money and $25,000 in soft money, and it was for people that, like I say, they said this is, you know, these were, according to them, they were saying that they were doing this for people like Tom DeLay and Billy Tozan and Richard Shelby, but it was to people they didn't even recognize. It was like, was it John Shimkus, Sam Graves, Ann Northrup.
Yeah,
these people were very tight races.
Yeah, these are Republicans who, all things being equal, will have their asses handed to them in the next or in the next election. But this is how the Republicans work. The Republican Party is the party of knaves, thieves, liars, con artists, and fools, and not to mention hustlers.
Oh, well, like Tom DeLay, you got to wonder with this and Texas Gate, how long for somebody in the mainstream media actually trips over it. You know what I mean? Oh, look what I found, you know.
Luke, I think the media know all of these stories. They would rather talk about poor Lacey Peterson and her murdering husband, or they would rather, I don't know, why bring this stuff up? Tom DeLay is dearly loved by the people back in his home district.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's a liar and a thief and a snake, and he's breathed in way too much parathion and malathion, and his brain is just liquefied, but they still love him.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain sections in this country, and sadly, most of them are here in the South, and you know this as well as I do,
Luke,
where people love a politician who is just stone stump crazy. And you know it's true.
That's a plus on them, most of them down this way.
Look at the governor of Alabama, for God's sake,
oh.
Bob Riley. I mean, and look at the chief justice of the Supreme Court in the state of Alabama. Now, I'm not meaning to pick on Alabama, because just look over here in Georgia. Look at this fool, Sonny, that we have now as the governor. So as far as Tom DeLay is concerned, he will be, as long as he wants to be the representative from the Sugar Land, Texas area, he will be the representative until they're given drinks of ice water in hell and have installed air conditioning, because the people down there just love him. You know, you all go on up there, Tom, and just be dumber than hell and just be up there and make a fool out of all of us. Hell, we love you, boy. That's how it is, Luke.
Hey, Mike, one story I ran across.
Quick.
Okay. If you want to see what the danger is of keeping these people in power, did you read this thing by Grover Norquist editorial in the Post the other day?
I did read it. Hey, we're flat out of time, buddy.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has surprised some observers by choosing a retired Army general as his pick to become the new Army Chief of Staff. Defense officials were quoted as saying Rumsfeld will ask President Bush to nominate retired four-star general Peter Shoemaker, who is also the former head of Special Forces. The current chief, General Eric Shinseki, is retiring. Shinseki has been at odds with Rumsfeld on several fronts, including Shinseki's pre-war assessment that several hundred thousand troops would be needed to stabilize and occupy post-war Iraq. Last year, Shinseki was very public about his opposition to Rumsfeld's decision to cancel an Army artillery gun program. President Bush is cheering moves by Republican lawmakers to forge a compromise on prescription drug coverage for millions of seniors. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer notes the compromise is being hammered out within the arena of Medicare reform.
Now, it's a very complicated matter with a lot of moving parts in it. And the administration is working very closely with the House and the Senate, Democrats, Republicans alike, to move this forward.
Fleischer said the president is supporting efforts that provide choices and options, efforts that could lead to involvement of private health plans.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A $75 million civil claim against Tacoma, Washington governmental leaders over a murder-suicide involving the city's top cop is expected to result in a lawsuit. The city's been slapped with the claim brought on by the parents of Crystal Brame. Brame was murdered by her late husband, Tacoma Police Chief David Brame, during an argument in April. Brame fatally shot his wife, then turned the gun on himself. The shooting occurred in front of their two young children. Crystal Brame's family says it's prepared for a lengthy court fight if necessary. Her parents say they want the truth to come out about their daughter's death, and they want the people responsible held accountable. They're the Atlanta Braves again, according to Minnesota's largest newspaper. Editor Anders Gyllenhaal says the Minneapolis Star Tribune banned the use of American Indian-based sports names nearly a decade ago, but decided to reverse that decision.
And of course you can change your policies. I think this is one that we spent a lot of time talking about it. We've talked with American Indian leaders in our community at some length. We've did a lot of research on it and feel comfortable with where we're going.
American Indian groups aren't comfortable with it, saying those sports names are offensive. Gyllenhaal says a newspaper should always tell it like it is and feels any protests against sports names should be directed at teams that use them.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lab number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
32 women are accusing Denver Mint co-workers and supervisors of harassment and discrimination. Their complaint to the Treasury Department says it's been going on for decades, and it cites unfair treatment in job assignments, training programs, and promotions. The Mint has 500 employees, about 20% of which are female. Accounting technician Phyllis Soto says the zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment seems more like zero tolerance for victims. Soto cites bad language, crude jokes, and pin-up pictures. When women object, she says bosses and the union just tell them, you have no case and you'll be known as a whiner. Mint industrial manager Kenneth Boris declined comment. Stocks rebounded today, pushing the major market averages higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points to 90.55. The NASDAQ gained 23 points to 16.27. The S&P 500 finished up 9 to 9.84. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing. For Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti, there's one more key to racing. Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars. Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Fatima from Democratic Underground sent me this email during the break. This is for the caller from Philadelphia. And Fatima wrote in, Irv Homer, she says, tell that guy from Philadelphia he can still listen to Irv Homer. Irv Homer is alive and well on WBCB, which is 1490 on the AM dial in Fairless Hills, which is a Philadelphia suburb. And they also archive his broadcasts on the station website, and that is WBCB1490.com. So to our caller from Philadelphia, you can still hear. I don't know Irv Homer, but if he does progressive or liberal talk, bless his heart. So to our caller from Philadelphia, go to 1490 on your AM dial, and he's there. Fatima didn't put in what hours he's on, but you can go to WBCB1490.com and find out when he's on the air. Thanks, Fatima. From Penny in Chattanooga, who is... She's the one that provided us with the information about the rally in Grant Park this past weekend here in Atlanta. She says this and she says that. And then she says, last but not least, this is Penny. Last but not least, are you angry with Southern girls? Penny writes, I heard Kathy, your producer, speaking in an affected Southern accent on Friday, which led me to believe that you might think all Southern girls are morons. Perhaps I misunderstood. Not all of us are that bad. Some of us are actually very warm and sweet and liberal. If I'm ever able to confiscate my cell phone from my daughter and call in your program, will you all make fun of my Southern accent? Penny, Penny, Penny. First of all, Kathy, my producer, is also my wife, and she is a Southern woman, period. She was born in Decatur, Georgia. The reason I'm married to her is because she has those very qualities that you're talking about, very warm, sweet, and liberal. Now, as far as her Southern accent, honey, do you want to open up your microphone?
I only do an affected Southern accent when I'm either parroting Laura Bush, my fellow Americans, or when I'm trying to trick some Christian fundamentalist flying monkey riot into coming onto this program, as I was doing last Friday.
Yes, you certainly did.
But normally I talk like this, because even though I was born here in Georgia, my mother is a speech therapist from Missouri. So she beat it out of me.
We'll leave that part out of it. So there you go, Penny. I'm married to a Southern woman. And Kathy uses that Southern accent, usually, as she said, in parodies of Laura Bush, because Laura talks that way.
Or unless I'm trying to get out of a speeding ticket. And it works.
It does work. All right, one more here, and then back to your calls. This is from C.W. C.W., who lives on the coast of Mississippi. I believe Chuck lives down on the coast. I think he does. He's talking about the problem with Mississippi, since we're talking a little bit here about the curse that we operate under here in the South. And it is a curse, but somehow we struggle. We have two states here in the South that insist on three, actually. Here in Georgia, they're still fighting over the Confederate battle flag, but over in South Carolina and in Mississippi, it's still going on. But C.W. wrote in, it ain't Dems or Republicans that keep this state, Mississippi, last in all that matters. This state goes to great lengths to fight for a flag that was a symbol of a defeated revolt in the United States of America, rather than spending time making sure that people can organize unions if they choose to, or feed people that need feeding without being extremely petty about the fact that they're giving these so-called freeloaders a free ride. In other words, what would Jesus do? And here in the South, in Mississippi, making sure that Jeff Davis's birthday is an official holiday while Martin Luther King Day is optional. There's an old saying, the only thing holding this house up is all the termites holding hands. Well, C.W. writes, replace this house with the state of Mississippi and replace termites with ignorant, vindictive rednecks, and you pretty much got there. I got it. I was born here and have spent most of my life here, and I know backwards when I see it, and neither the Dems nor the Repubs have a cure for backwards. And anyone who wants to pretend that Haley Barbour has any integrity is free to do so here in Mississippi, in the good old U.S. of A., whether they want to be in the good old U.S. of A. or not, from C.W. Thanks, C.W. Of course, I just noticed that wasn't just to me, that email. It was sent to his list of co-respondents. But thanks anyway, C.W. I love that. The only thing keeping this house up is all the termites holding hands. Oh, it's a blessing in the and a curse to live in the South. It is. It is. But, you know, you take the good with the bad or the bad with the good or whatever. There's a lot of good people in the South, believe it or not. If Lance is listening in Manhattan, Illinois, Lance would like to write off the entire South. I understand, Lance, I understand. But there are good white people down here, believe it or not. There are a few. There's 8 or 10 of us here in the old Confederacy. And we struggle. We do indeed. Todd is calling from Springfield, Oregon. Todd, welcome to the program.
My side still hurt from Friday.
This is your first time calling, right, Todd?
Yeah, it sure is.
You're talking about the interview we had with the Christian Action Network guy. You know, I got some monkey mail as a result of what I call monkey mail, as a result of that interview. A couple of people really took me to task and said, you know, I was being dishonest or deceitful or, you know, it's just terrible. And to me, it was just great fun. I like to expose these bastards. I don't care where I find them. I don't care if it's about gay issues or about racial issues or about whatever the issues are. If I can trick these weasels to come on the program and then just kind of let them open up, you know, by being crazier than they are, to me, that's fun.
the scary thing is you pulled it off too well.
Well, you know, that I had a couple of people who said, well, you know, I happen to be gay, and I'm not sure if you were being facetious or if you were being truthful. I don't know how to answer that. At one time, I worked for a weekly, or was it, no, it was every 2 week, a newspaper here in Atlanta that was put out by the Gay Center. I was their token straight dude. I wrote a column called Straight Talk. And I had, you know, I mean, what can I say? A lot of my friends are gay. if my son were gay, I hope he would marry a nice gay person. And of course, you can't do that in this country. You know, if my son were gay, I'd hope he would find a nice gay Jewish doctor and get married. But anyway, that's not why he really called, is it?
Well, no. As a segue to that, I suppose being a former right-wing fundamentalist who eventually woke up.
You were? You were a conservative right-winger?
Oh, goodness, yes.
What happened? What was your, was there an epiphanous moment?
On your boards. I woke up one day, that's all.
Oh, you just came out of the smoke.
I came out.
Okay. that does happen occasionally. You're a rare one, Todd. Most people who are fundamentalist right-wing flying monkeys usually stay that way, I'm afraid, you know? Well, congratulations.
To the ire of my retired Navy father. But, hey, let me see if I can't spin this correctly.
Okay.
The weed-smoking, commie-socialist wackos up north.
Yeah.
How dare they allow gay marriages? I mean,
you're talking about
queers are going to start coming down here now.
You're talking about
the married queers.
The Canadians.
Yes.
Yeah, bless their hearts. They're a little bit more progressive than we are, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we should all move there.
Well, then it wouldn't be Canada anymore. I don't know that Canadians would want a huge migratory flow of Americans coming up there. You know, what do they have, 20 million people in a country bigger than the U.S.? I think they're pretty happy.
Hey, you know, their money is prettier. They've got, you know, health care.
Right.
Their money doesn't stink, too. They have a budget surplus.
They do, indeed.
Hey.
They speak two languages.
There you go.
They have Montreal.
That's right.
Which looks like a city from somewhere in France. You know, it's great. I love it.
Love you, Mike.
Okay. Well, thanks, Todd. Call again, all right? All right, sir. Take care. What would Jesus do? We were talking about Alabama. This was in today's New York Times. Adam Cohen wrote it, and it's about the governor over there, Bob Riley. Boy, he's got his ass in a sling, so to speak. There's probably no better Christian right-winger than Bob Riley. He is the teetotaling, Bible-quoting businessman from rural central Alabama who somehow got elected governor of that state. Now, he was a congressman, Republican congressman, and he had a near-perfect record when he was in Congress of opposing any legislation supported by groups like, the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action, for example. Now, what Riley has done, and you may have seen that this is big news in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution because, you know, we live right next door to Alabama. Governor Riley has stunned his conservative reporters, and he has enraged Alabama's powerful farm and timber lobbies by pushing a tax reform plan through the Alabama legislature that shifts a significant amount of the state's tax burden from the poor to the wealthy and to corporations. Can you believe this? A Republican. See, Alabama, Kathy and I were drove through Alabama, a part of Alabama, a couple of months ago, heading south. I know for you people up north that sounds weird, but there is south of Alabama, and that is the Florida Panhandle. So we were heading through Alabama, and we were on a road that was being constructed, and then all of a sudden the construction stopped, and all the earth-moving equipment had moved off. And the reason for it is Alabama is broke. They have no money for anything. So the Republican governor there, Bob Riley, has, you know, he's figured out, well, there's got to be a way to raise some revenue. I know what I'll do. I'll start making corporations and rich people pay their fair share. That's what he did. That's what he did. He has pushed a reform tax reform plan, or is pushing a tax reform plan through the Alabama legislature that shifts a chunk, not all of it, but a chunk of that state's tax burden from the poor to wealthy individuals and corporations, and what he has done. He has framed the issue in starkly moral terms. What Bob Riley is arguing is that the current Alabama tax system violates biblical teachings because in the Bible, Christians are prohibited from oppressing the poor. Huh? You didn't know that? Now, I know the Republicans who now run this country have it just ass backwards, but Bob Riley picked up his Bible, got it into the New Testament, and he found, oh my God, Christians are prohibited from oppressing the poor. There's more to this story, and I'll share it with you in a second. Stay with us.
Why must we stay where we don't? It's always gonna be a delicacy. So lick your chops and eat the meat.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Let's say you're a salesperson who's been slacking off. Your sales are down by a third this year. You've brought in 15% less profit for your company. Now, let's say that you go to the boss and demand a 150% pay hike. How long do you think it would take your boss to stop laughing and then fire you for being both a slacker and a silly person? But you're not David F. D'Alessandro. He's no ordinary employee of the John Hancock Corporation. He's the CEO. And as we know, the rules are different for those at the top. So yes, while he had a bad year in 2002, with John Hancock's stock prices plummeting by a third and its profits dropping 15%, Dave still got a pay hike of more than 150%, jumping his take-home to nearly $22 million. That's a good 2.5 times the CEO pay of such competitors as MetLife and Prudential, where his peers had to make do on about $8 million each. D'Alessandro, who apparently is fueled by the fumes of his own ego, dismisses all criticism about his outlandish pay for poor performance. "I don't determine how much I make," he says, asserting that the board of directors determines that. Do we look like a bunch of all-day suckers? Come on, Dave. Corporate boards are notorious brother-in-law deals made up of golfing buddies and other CEOs who are part of the orchestrated bunny hop, happily raising each other's pay. But the John Hancock board member who okayed D'Alessandro's bonanza claims that it was necessary because other corporations might lure Dave away, adding that he's a real major league talent. But I wonder, how much demand is there in corporate world for an overpaid CEO who drove his company into the financial ditch? This is Jim Hightower saying, CEOs continue to fatten their own wallets while shareholders and employees are knocked down. That's not good management. It's incompetence and it's shameful greed.
Governor likes to hunt rabbits. Sometimes those rabbits think they can hide from the governor.
Oh my God, he's stupid. Oh, he is just so stupid. Anyway, back to Alabama. This idea that Governor Bob Riley, a Christian fundamentalist and a teetotaling a former congressman, Bible quoter, he believes that the poor should not have to bear the biggest burden of taxes in the state of Alabama. Now, he's only come to this realization because Alabama's going bankrupt. So the voters in Alabama need to ratify this plan this coming September. And it's a tax reform plan that the governor of Alabama is trying to push through the legislature that shifts the tax burden from the poor to the wealthy and to the big corporations. Now, this tax reform crusade pushed by a fundamentalist Christian Bob Riley is opposing a real hard question to the Christian Coalition, to Focus on the Family, and to other groups that are trying to make Christian values as they see them into national policy. And it's this. If Jesus Christ were active in politics today, wouldn't he be lobbying for the poor? Don't you think? Yeah, I think so. Now, Alabama's tax system, according to the New York Times, has been brutally weighted against the least fortunate. The state income tax kicks in for families that earn as little as $4,600 a year. What is that? $90 a week? Even Mississippi starts at over $19,000. That's when you have to start paying income tax, state income tax, $19,000 in Mississippi. In Alabama, if you make $85 a week, you're going to pay some state income tax. Isn't that nice? Alabama also relies heavily on its sales tax, which runs as high as 11%. Now, you people in San Francisco and L.A. and New York and Chicago that are listening, think of that. 11% sales tax in Alabama. Now, that applies, that 11% sales tax applies even to groceries and infant formula. So the bottom line here is this. People in Alabama with incomes under $13,000 a year pay 11% of their income in state and local taxes. Alabamians who make over $229,000 a year pay 4.1%. Let me say that again. If you make under $13,000 in Alabama, you wind up paying 11% of that pissant amount of money in state and local taxes. But if you live in Alabama and make over $229,000 a year, you just pay 4% in state and local taxes. Can you imagine that? Now, the main reason that Alabama's poor people pay so much is because of these large timber companies and these huge mega farms. They pay so little. The state of Alabama allows these big landowners to value their land using what are called current use rules, which significantly lower the worth of their property. Now, tell that to somebody who's making $4,600 a year, you see, and has to pay taxes. But in Alabama is run by these rich corporations, these rich landowners, the timber companies that are just hell-bent and taking every last damn tree off the surface of Alabama. Now, Bob Riley, the governor's plan, which would bring in about $1 billion in desperately needed revenues for the state of Alabama, the plan takes aim at these inequalities. What, another commercial? Oh, my God. Anyway, Riley's plan would raise the income threshold at which families of four start paying taxes to around $17,000. And it would sharply roll back that current use exemption. Now, that's a change that could cost companies like Weyerhaeuser and Boise Cascade, the huge timber industries, which own hundreds of thousands of acres of the state of Alabama, millions of dollars in taxes. But you see what's happening here? Governor Bob Riley has been touched by an angel. He has got his religion. He finally figured out that Jesus H. Christ is not in favor of the rich. What a revelation. You'll pardon the pun. Drop a book. That man is
strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An extension program in Wisconsin helps farmers protect the environment without putting them out of business. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Farming practices are often the target of environmental regulation, but for small and medium-sized farms, these rules dig into thin profits and operations struggle to comply. An extension program called Discovery Farms, based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, is taking an innovative approach to environmental protection. Fred Madison co-directs the program, which uses on-farm research to identify sound environmental practices.
On the farms that are involved in the program, we will start out monitoring for a couple of years, either surface water or groundwater if it's appropriate, to see what's going on. And then after we get a look-see at some data, then we'll be able to sit down with the farmer, talk about how he or she farms, and see if we can figure out some ways that we can lessen the impacts of that farming system on the environment.
For example, Discovery Farms is monitoring the water quality impact of no-till planting, where farmers seed their crops without plowing. The program compares no-till with alternatives such as placing grass buffers along streams. Madison says the results can help guide government regulations.
Can we put together systems of farming in Wisconsin that function effectively from an environmental standpoint, but also can help us to be sure that the farmers are able to stay on the land? We don't want regulations imposed on agriculture that are going to put agriculture out of business. That's not the point.
The program is working on a number of dairy and hog farms in Wisconsin. Madison says research on Discovery Farms is already showing that raising crops and livestock can be both profitable and environmentally sound. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
The Peter Murray Show.
Doug's in Santa Fe listening to KTRC.
Isn't it good that the people that are in power can always contradict themselves?
Yeah, did
prostitution
you?
Prostitution wasn't legal in Iraq, but yet Saddam Hussein had a series of concubines, one of which our CIA and federal government was getting information on him prior to the war.
Right. Turned out he uses Viagra. But so does Bob Dole. But so does Bob Dole. And thank you for Viagra. How many people are getting to go to Viagra Falls these days that previously couldn't? So it's a good thing.
Did you know this, that Saddam also wrote romance novels, writes plays and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and he likes Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He takes Viagra, puts on the Frank Sinatra tunes, and off he goes.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. I'm almost finished with this Bob Riley story. The governor of Alabama who facing bankruptcy, has discovered his Christian roots, and he figured out from, well, here's what he said. He said, quote, "I've spent a lot of time studying the New Testament, and it has three philosophies. Love God, love each other, and take care of the least among you. I don't think anyone can justify putting an income tax on someone who makes $4,600 a year," end quote. So Bob Riley has discovered what these fake, smarmy, rotten, fake Christians can't seem to understand. That Jesus Christ would not be on the side of Ken Lay. Jesus Christ would not be on the side of George Bush or Dick Cheney or any of these warmongering, thieving thugs and punks. He wouldn't. At least, not the way I read the Bible, not the way it was taught to me as a child growing up. And apparently Bob Riley has discovered the same thing. He's found three basic philosophies in the Christian Bible. Love God, love each other, and take care of the least among you. Whoa! Now, Alabama's progressive voters, including probably every single member of the African-American community, have been backing these changes for years. People who really understand the Bible, that would be progressives, which would include whites and African-Americans who understand what the Bible is about, what Christ's message was, have been saying for years, well, guess what, Bob, or governor, or whoever, I mean, hell, George Wallace, whoever the governor was, is, could be, might have been, ain't, this isn't what the Bible says. The Bible says this. The Christian Coalition of Alabama has not yet taken a position on the September vote. Now, you're not surprised by that, of course, because the Christian Coalition is demon-possessed. They're full of devils. That's all they are. The Christian Coalition has been speaking out against Bob Riley's tax increases on the wealthy and the corporations. In an interview the other day, John Giles, the Christian Coalition of Alabama's president, had a bit of a problem pointing to a biblical passage that directly supported his opposition to new taxes. But never mind. It's not what Christ said. It's not what the New Testament says. It's what these fake, phony, gonna burn in hell forever Christians say it should be. Many theologians, by the way, argue that it is far easier to find support in the Bible for policies that help the poor than it is to find biblical passages that say, cut the dividend tax. So Governor Bob Riley over in Alabama, he says it's not Christ-like to tax the poor. Well, Governor Bob, I just basically don't like you because you're a religious fundamentalist and a Republican, but I have to agree with you on this one. Now, before I go back to your calls, there's something I want to share with you here. I told you we were doing church tonight. I'm sorry, but, just one more thing here and then to your calls. J.L. Roberson, who posts at MikeMalloy.com, and if you haven't been there, you haven't registered, go do it, okay? MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. Not because it's Mike Malloy. I mean, my little bit in that website is like 0.1% of what that website is about. There are some tremendous threads and discussion groups going on. There's also live chat and so on and so forth. It's not in the league with Democratic Underground or Bart Cop. Not yet. I admit that. But we have a community over there now of about 600 people who are really posting some good stuff. So just get in there. It doesn't cost anything. Not yet. Eventually I'll bill you. No, I'm just kidding. Costs nothing. No pop-ups, no ads, no commercials, no nothing. Just go. J.L. Roberson posts at my website. Here's what he wrote the other night, about a week ago. I've got to share this with you. He says, "I'm not religious, but I know more about the Bible than any so-called Christian I've argued with. They aren't Christians. They're hypocrites in the strictest sense. Jesus said, take all that thou hast and give it to the poor. Jesus said to correct one's own faults before attacking those of others. And Jesus said that one who attacks the least and most unimportant of people therefore attacks him. I could keep going on and on, but you can read the Gospels for yourself. I don't have to type them out here. Right-wingers don't believe in Jesus. They bind him, gag him, and hold him hostage. And worse, they make it embarrassing to admit one's religion for fear of being mistaken for them. They hijacked a faith that reveres compassion and turned it into hate. Right-wingers indeed appear to be using Revelation as a model for their own behavior, only they're using the behavior of the beasts mentioned as their model. By their obsession with the worst parts of their beliefs, they have become the enemy they like to warn about. And that last characteristic is a consistent pattern, given right-wingers' propensity to project their worst faults onto their opposition. They take the Lord's name in vain every time they use it to justify their acts against compassion and decency. They are blasphemers against what they claim is the Most High, and if one believes the Bible, they're exactly the ones destined for damnation. We know their party is more important than their country to them. Is their party also more important to them than their souls? Than what Jesus actually wanted from them? Did they think that going to church on Sunday and flattering God will make God forget the previous week they spent crapping on everything they claim to believe in? If God is as wrathful as they like to think, they will have much explaining to do that will do them no good at all. God is not their bitch. God does not care about their petty obsession with Clinton or the 60s or whatever other transitory thing they want revenge for. God, according to their own book, cares whether they leave the world in a better shape than when they began. God cares how much strength they have to be merciful, compassionate, and giving to others. And I can't imagine God is too pleased with how readily they despoil the environment that was created, they say, divinely. If they truly believe in Adam and Eve, doesn't that mean they are obligated to steward the land responsibly, not rape it? According to them, Jesus died a horrible death on the cross for the sake of others, but they can't be bothered to even allow a tax credit for working poor people with children? Do they really need that new boat so badly that they can burn an eternity for it? And remember, this is just taking them at their word. This is leaving aside the other possibility that they don't believe at all, but simply use it as a way of manipulating emotion and nothing else. I wonder sometimes if I would have been able to accept religion had they not, when I was quite young, tried to make me swallow their Nazi politics as part of it and make them inseparable in my mind. I wonder how many others would have too. Well, that's by J.L. Roberson, writing it on one of the threads at my website. Well done, J.L. Well done indeed. So I told you a little bit of church tonight, so that's what that was all about. And Governor Bob Riley, the Republican, Christian, fundamentalist governor of Alabama, has all of a sudden discovered what the message of Christ really was. Love God. Love each other. Take care of those less fortunate. Wow. Speaking of Alabama, here's Susan calling from Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Susan.
Amen. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Susan.
Damn, that was good.
Wasn't that good?
Whoa.
Yeah, JL's a good writer. We got a lot of good writers over at the website, and if you haven't checked it out, you better get in there.
I got to check it out.
You got to check it out.
You know, my big sign during one of our protests got a close-up on the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah?
And it just made me proud. It said, "Who would Jesus bomb?"
Yeah.
"George Warmonger Bush is a Christian? God help us."
Right. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes.
So, I haven't called since you've moved tonight, so I thought it's about time.
Well, we wondered what happened to you.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to do my road trip to Santa Fe. I had to go see all my friends, and before I left, my brother said, "You got to get Sirius for the car. You got to get satellite radio."
Did you?
But don't get something installed in your car. So I looked into it, and they're coming out with some sort of a boombox, but they don't have it yet.
Oh, really? So, really? Completely portable?
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
So my brother felt so sorry for me because I had to do that long drive without your show.
Yeah.
So while I was out there, he FedExed an MP3 player for me to hook up to my car.
Oh, my
with
God.
10 of your shows.
Oh, my God.
So that just shows you. You got some really big fans.
Wow, that just makes me want to jump up and holler.
I wanted to make you feel good. And also, I want to apply for the Huntsville Bureau Chief position.
Hold on a minute. Do we have a Huntsville? We don't? Okay, you got it.
All right!
Huntsville, Alabama Bureau Chief. Now, when you call in, henceforth and here on, when Kathy takes a call, you have to say, hi, this is Susan, the Huntsville, Alabama Bureau Chief.
Oh, it's so official.
Huh?
Oh, it's so official.
I wish we had certificates. Maybe someday we can get some certificates made. if I ever make more than the amount of money I'm making right now, maybe we could get some printed up. Hell, we could design our own and print them up off the Internet. That's what we ought to do.
Well, there you go.
We got to do that. We got to get some Bureau Chief certificates printed up and send them out to folks who are Bureau Chief members. Of course, that means once we get them printed up, everybody's going to, who is a Bureau Chief is going to have to email in their address. And, you know, once it crosses over the Internet, Ashcroft can get it. So I don't know. I don't know what y'all are going to do, but we'll figure something out.
Well, I wanted to let you know, too, that I continued spreading the word. Believe it or not, I did meet a few people in Santa Fe who didn't know about you.
Uh-oh.
So
you straightened them out.
I did.
Well, that's why you're the Huntsville, Alabama Bureau Chief.
Indeed. So, I should let the next caller get in.
Well, that is a story to cheer me up. And tell your brother, bless his heart. Where does he live?
He's a great guy. He lives here.
Oh, he lives? Mm-hmm. Okay, so
he lives here, and I guess I can say this. He was listening to you at work.
Yeah, and they caught him?
Well, no, but we started kind of thinking that might not be a great idea.
Might not be.
So what he does is he takes the archives.
Oh, good. White Rose Society.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's cool.
The next day and listens over his headset.
Well, tell him I said I am humbled and very thankful that he sent you 10 downloads of the program.
It was great. I would fast forward through the commercials.
Good for
all
you.
The sponsors.
Good for you. Good
and,
for you.
It made the ride home a whole lot better, let me tell you.
Well, thanks a lot, Susan. Listen, don't be a stranger now, especially now since you're a Bureau Chief, all right?
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
You bet. Ah, where are we? We're right here. Robin is calling from Victor, West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mike. You know, with the little church service there, I had to check and make sure it wasn't Wednesday for prayer meeting.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, I was trying to hold this off till Wednesday, but I just had to get to it
tonight. When
the
Spirit moves you, Mike, don't try.
That's when you've got to go with the flow.
Well, you know, a couple of things and everything. Things always cross my mind while I'm sitting on hold and stuff. But I was thinking, I called to talk about Bob Riley and Dennis Kucinich, but given the church service, I had to chime in with a couple of amens. You know, Jesus said, the poor you have always with you.
That's right.
But I get the notion that if George W. Bush had been in Pilate's position,
mm-hmm.
that some disciple, after he said that, might have looked up at him and said, but Jesus, how poor do they have to be?
Right, probably would have. That's one thing I've never been able to figure out, and I'm not totally stupid, but I can't figure it out. You know, I was brought up Southern Baptist until I was able to break those chains and become a Methodist. Until I was able to break those chains, nothing against Baptists or Methodists. You know, believe what they want to believe, but in being brought up Southern Baptist, I was taught the real fundamental stuff, but without all the hate. My grandmother taught me that Jesus Christ, who to her was the Savior of the world, actually cared about poor people, the downtrodden, the sick, the naked, the hungry, and that's what the message was. And,
you know, Mike, that's the thing. When you start out in a Southern Baptist church, and
right.
I imagine many other Southern churches, or heck, maybe some Yankee ones too.
Right.
When you're 4 and 5 years old and they send you into Sunday school, They turn the little old blue-haired ladies loose on you.
Uh-huh.
And they're sweet human beings. And they are people who really do radiate Christ-like devotion.
Yeah, and you kind of make the connection.
And that's what sticks.
That's what sticks. That's right.
But running on, and I don't want to take up anybody else's time, but I've been wondering when you were going to get to Bob Riley.
Yeah, I saw the story, and I thought, you know, this is what makes the story interesting is that Alabama is going belly up financially.
Oh, they're dead.
They're just dead in the water. They've got unfinished road projects. They have a school system that's damn near worse than Georgia's. Tax revenues are plunging. And the wealthy and the corporations in that state couldn't care less. They just say, screw it, put more taxes on the poor people. So finally, Riley cracks open the Bible and finds out, well, wonder of wonders. This is
little old blue-haired ladies came back to
They came back. It must have been like the ghost of Christmas yet to come, just appearing in his bedroom, dragging the chain, saying, Bob Riley! Bob Riley! Look! Look!
And you two shall have these chains.
And he got the message, apparently.
Well, you know, I was fascinated with it, and I like to think of my views as in terms of that. You know, remember that little angel Fred Flintstone on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
That always popped up on Fred's shoulder?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he popped up and told me to give Riley some credit, hold back, despite the fact that I despised him in the election. You know, I'm a native Alabamian. I'm in West Virginia, but I'm an Alabamian.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there kind of listening to that little guy on my right shoulder when the little red-caped fellow on my left shoulder popped up and kicked his ass. And said, this is all nothing but a cynical ploy, you moron.
No, I think it's for real. But
well, no, I can see where it's a cynical ploy, though, Mike, because I expect those Christ haters that pass themselves off as Christians, you know. Mm-hmm. The church where I was baptized later hosted Ollie North.
Oh, my God.
You know, the idea that those sweet little blue-haired ladies would be in the same room or in the same building where Ollie North would later soil, just made me crazy.
They should tar and feather him. What's going to be fun to me is to watch the Christian Coalition types and the Family Values types fight against this tax increase on the wealthy. Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back in a second. We got to do some commercials here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Bye before the hour. We're talking to Robin, who used to live in Alabama, now lives in Victor, West Virginia. Now, where were we about Governor Riley?
We were
talking about not Riley, but... it's just hard for me to parallel process here.
Oh, I understand, but at any rate... we were talking about my cynicism.
That's right.
By the time the fundamentalist right's done, everybody will be in Alabama will be absolutely convinced that they will burn in hell if they vote in a referendum, which this is slated for, tax increase.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
And then Riley gets to sit back and say, "Well, you know, I put it to the people."
So this is your cynicism. I see. Okay. Well, it's your cynicism is well founded. There's no question about it. But it's going to be fun to me. I just hope that. Some of the mainstream media here in the South will carry the debate now that'll go on between groups like the Christian Coalition and the governor's office. While the governor is pushing for more taxes on the wealthy and the corporations, and the Christian Coalition is saying, no, let the poor continue to bear the
burden. Well, the last New York Times article had a quote from the chairman of the Alabama GOP saying that he was having a real hard time balancing this whole notion when he had George Bush's talking points on one side of the desk and Bob Riley's on the other.
Right.
Yeah, God, I love it.
Me too.
A couple of last other things. I heard earlier the one fella talking about all of Canada's good points, and I agree with him 100%. I only have one request.
Yeah?
Could we get Canada to annex Belize?
Annex?
I can't stand the cold.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
nice little Democratic Republic on the Caribbean. You know, call it Canada South.
That would work.
New South Quebec, I don't care.
That would work. It is awfully cold in Canada, and having spent 3.5 years in Chicago in the late 90s, I just will never live in the North again. I can't do it.
But finally, Mike, and thank you for your time and your patience, I really appreciate you putting Dennis Kucinich's website link up on your page.
Yeah.
I'd looked all over the Internet for it and couldn't find it. And found your link, went to it, volunteered, told them I'll do what needs to be done. But, you know, I think the one neat thing, while Ashcroft can sweep up little bits here and there, he does not have absolute control of the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Kucinich could be the first man swept to victory. He could be the first 21st century winner of a presidential election. And progressives and liberals who give a damn about this country could do it via the internet.
It would be a miracle to behold. Hey,
and
thanks.
They've happened.
Amen. Thanks, Robin.
See you, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. All right, quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Look, if you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding me? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The White House is making a full-court press to keep the new Mideast peace plan on track. Presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush remains deeply troubled by the Israeli helicopter missile attack on the Palestinian Hamas convoy in Gaza City.
The president is concerned that this strike will undermine efforts by Palestinian authorities and others to bring an end to terrorist attacks, and the president thinks that this action does not contribute to Israel's security.
Two people were killed in the attack. Israel was aiming for a key Palestinian militant, but he survived the attack. Meanwhile, Fleischer said it's too soon to comment on a subsequent Israeli attack in Gaza that reportedly killed three Palestinians. Dozens of people were injured in the two attacks. Fire crews at 23 New York City firehouses were reduced from 5 firefighters to 4 today. Lieutenant Peter Wright of Engine Company 257 in Canarsie says the reduction could be dangerous.
That's the difference between a 5-man engine company and a 4-man engine company, which is that can we go in and make a rescue on our own, or do we have to wait for another engine company?
Mayor Bloomberg had the right to make the cuts at 50 firehouses throughout the 5 boroughs, but only 23 firehouses are affected after a deal struck between the Uniformed Firefighters Association and the mayor. The union has agreed to drop 7 lawsuits against the city, including the one focused on reopening 6 firehouses that were closed last month. However, a lawsuit filed by elected officials and community leaders is still pending the reopening of the 6 firehouses.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Investigators in Massachusetts are now intensifying their search for a suspect in the murder of teenage lifeguard Molly Bish. Northeastern University criminal justice professor James Fox says 3 years after the murder, the trail is pretty cold.
But the problem really is that whatever forensic evidence existed pertaining to the perpetrator is long gone. Yes, you can identify the victim from DNA from bones and clothing, but the perpetrator, that's a whole different story.
Fox says police are most likely reviewing all their leads, but the problem is that there's probably a large pool of people who would fit the criminal profile. Fox says the lack of witnesses makes the crime very difficult to solve, and police need to get lucky. Remains found in the woods of Palmer were identified as Bish's yesterday. State police are searching the woods for more evidence again today. Fox does know of a 25-year-old murder that was solved successfully. The 16-year-old Bish disappeared from her job as a lifeguard at Cummins Pond in Warren 3 summers ago.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
A group of experts is set to talk about making Ipecac available by prescription only. For years, doctors have urged parents to keep the syrup handy in case their children ingest poison and need to throw it up. However, in recent times, there's been growing concern about bulimics who binge eat then use Ipecac to throw up. Officials note that Ipecac use has fallen significantly in the last decade and a half. In 1985, 15% of those who contacted poison control centers got the syrup, but that number fell to less than 1% by 2001. Proponents say it's safe, effective, and not too difficult to use. Others say it's too easy for people with eating disorders to abuse. The experts will talk about the situation on Thursday and make recommendations to the FDA. The major markets were pushed higher by rebounding stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 75 points to 90.55. The NASDAQ was up 23 points to 16.27. The S&P 500 rallied up 9 points to 9.84. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Bob in Houston emailed in a few minutes ago. He starts out by saying he lives in bush country. So you know I really feel all alone sometimes down here. He lives in Houston. He writes a few paragraphs. Then he says this. Now for the glimmer of hope I witnessed this weekend here in bush country. I saw a guy driving around in a big black Texas pickup truck with a huge American flag on it. He had written all over the truck in big white letters, Bush lied. Former U.S. Marine in mourning. Our troops are being squandered. Etc. I think this is great, Bob wrote. If I had been close enough to him, I would have shown my support. I also saw another form of protest this weekend where they were clearing yet another forest to build probably another gas station or convenience store or self-storage facility. Someone put up two signs that said, "Tree Killers," in big black letters. I know there are plenty of people who oppose Bush and this administration, but I'm sure many have been scared into silence. If there was a way to organize and show our peaceful dissent, more people may be willing to express their disapproval. Bob in Houston. The guy in the big black Texas pickup truck has the right idea. I guess you have to drive a big black Texas pickup truck in order to put on the side of it, Bush lied. If you had a little Volvo and you look like a soccer mom, they would probably pour sugar in your gas tank as soon as you parked, right? Thanks, Bob. We're at 800-TALK. Yes, Charles is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Charles.
Yes, I was trying to get Reverend Creflo Malloy, but is this Mike?
No, you're gonna have to be satisfied with me, dude.
Hey, Mike, I didn't know you were having a revival on Tuesday nights now.
I know. We're supposed to do it on Wednesday night, but I don't know. The spirit moved me, so we had to do it tonight.
Well, you know, keeping in tune with the program, just wanted to let you know that here in Augusta was the site of the founding of the Southern Baptist Association.
You're kidding.
Not in the least.
Huh. Augusta, Georgia. Huh?
Augusta, Georgia. Doesn't it all fit?
I wondered where those little devils had come from. Augusta, Georgia. Well, yeah, it does kind of fit. You know, the Southern Baptist Church that I went to was in Ohio, and it was my grandmother's church, and they weren't as whacked out as some of the Southern Baptists here in the South. But the reason I mention that a lot is because back then, you know, 1,000 years ago when I was a kid, the Baptist church back then, as I remember it, now memory can distort things, but as I remember it, it was about helping people. It was about assisting the poor and visiting the sick and providing food for people who are hungry and not passing judgment on people. It was just like, okay, this is your lot in life. Maybe you're living your life wrong. That's not for me to decide. That's for God to decide. But in the meantime, I see that you're suffering. I see you're sick. I'm going to tend to you. I see you're hungry. I'm going to feed you. I see you're naked. I'm going to clothe you. And that was what I was brought up with. So as the years went by, and this thing, this monster called the Moral Majority, the Christian Coalition, or the family values tribes of just I don't know, Christ killers, as they emerged, I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, this is not Christianity. This is not Christianity. This is something that has raped the idea of Christianity. Just like the poster on my website, Joe Roberson said, they have bound him up. They have gagged him. They have turned him into something that he never was intended to be. And it just makes me sick. I'm not a big believer, as you know, Charles. But,
right.
But it just fries me to see a message. It would be the same thing if they took Gandhi's message or Martin Luther King's message or the Buddha's message or Christ's message and so perverted it the way they have. That would upset me. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, that governor in Alabama, is that Riley you said?
Bob Riley, yeah.
Well, you know, he may have another ulterior motive in trying to raise taxes on the more fortunate.
Yeah, what would that be?
You got to keep that Alabama National Guard going. You know, what else would...
Boy, you're just like Robin in West Virginia. Y'all are just very cynical, aren't you?
Well, Mike Bush, you know, he's got kids and... You know, you got to have some place for them in case a rack's still going around.
Yeah, that's true. But I think real politic has raised its ugly head right into Bob Riley's bad dreams, and he realizes that the state that he is now of which he's now the chief executive is about to just roll over and go belly up and submerge beneath the waves unless he raises some revenue. And you can only tax poor people so long. You know, it's like what Willie Sutton, the bank robber, said when the FBI said, "Why do you rob banks?" And he said, "That's because that's where the money is." Well, the wealthy, the corporations, especially the corporations, these huge land-holding corporations that are just raping the countryside, they should pay their fair share for their act of rape, don't you think?
That's true, Mike. And what he does, it says one other thing.
Yeah.
it says that he doesn't have much faith in the Bush tax cut that's going to raise all this money to get all these states in line.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that avalanche of money to come rolling down like the Jordan River. Yes, mighty waves of money. I don't think it's going to happen, Charles.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir, you have a nice evening. Appreciate you checking in. Mighty waves of tax dollars rolling down like Jordan. Yeah, that'll happen. Mm-hmm. John is calling from Herndon, Virginia. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry. Mea culpa.
Yeah.
The hockey season is over. my daughter is not tying up my first line. She's out tonight, so I'm free to listen to you.
All right. Well,
all right. So, I did miss you. I thought about you quite a bit. A little bit inappropriate as far as the religious nature of your show tonight. I believe in afterbirth, but I don't believe in afterlife.
Afterbirth, but not afterlife. I understand that. That's fine. That's fine.
I'd like to pass along a like father, like son talking point that I haven't heard.
And okay.
If it's original, great. If not, so what? Read my lips. Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where have we heard something like that before?
Yes. So
yeah.
I think if we can, you know, make that connection with the Read My Lips, No New Taxes, and I think that might be a real touchy area for them to, try to avoid that connection.
Uh-huh.
One liar and another obvious lie.
Well, the Bush crime family is doing its damnedest to try to stop this tidal wave. What is building into a tidal wave? It depends on how the media treats it. But this tidal wave about the lies and deceptions that the Bush crime family used to kill 200 American soldiers and to kill 6,000 or 7,000 Iraqi civilians and to totally destroy what was left of the Iraqi society. Yes, Saddam Hussein was an evil son of a bitch and should have been removed. No question about it, but he should have been removed by his own people. So while they're trying to manage this thing, it is getting out of hand. And it's been suggested on this program by a couple of callers that Bush and his thugs may be able to manage things in this country, but Tony Blair is in deep doo-doo in the UK because they have an entirely different system there, and they still have a relatively free and independent media. And they're telling the truth in the UK. The opposition parties are telling the truth. Members of his own Labour Party are telling the truth. The intelligence community in the UK is telling the truth. And media are telling the truth.
But the problem there in the UK is that there's no viable candidate. If there was somebody strong, then Blair might be in trouble. But as it is right now, he's going to get maybe taken back behind the woodshed. But that might be the sum of it.
Well, if Blair, if the government calls a vote of confidence in Blair and it's not there, that doesn't necessarily mean the Labour Party is out of power. All they do, then of course they would call elections. But the Labour Party, I'm sure that Blair's party has potential leaders within it. I don't know that much about the Labour Party's internal mechanisms or their power players or who's on first or what's on second. But, the Labour Party is it may be built around Blair, but Blair is not the Labour Party. The Labour Party is the Labour Party. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Blair struggling for his life. And all he did was go along with Bush. He just told the same lies that Bush told.
I'm with stupid here.
Yeah, I'm with stupid. And boy, is he stupid. But I'll go along because, you know, we're a couple of white guys sitting around trying to figure out how to conquer the world.
Yeah.
So as Blair goes down, I think it's going to be harder and harder for the Bush crime family to maintain this attitude of, we won't talk about that here in the United States. They may talk about it in the United Kingdom, but we're not going to talk about it here. You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you checking in. Don't be a stranger. Patrick is calling from Owensboro, Kentucky. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Western Kentucky, Kissoons for President. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, you and I got a lot in common. My dad's background was Southern Baptist. You know, it wasn't the real crazy wing either.
It wasn't the snake handling branch.
No. Which that church has gone GOP as well now, like many have. And
right.
I grew up in a Methodist neighborhood, and my mother's side was United Methodist. So, So I was stuck in the middle all my life, and my mom is the only one alive, so she's registered Democrat, but she's both Republican, so I have to deal with
it. Wait a minute. If she's registered Democrat, why does she vote Republican?
Because she's a...
Now be careful. It's your mother.
She's a United Methodist, like a lot of them vote.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, of course, there's another wing that are, you know, good Democrats, but you know, that's the insanity I deal with every day.
Uh-huh. It sounds rough. Sounds rough, Patrick.
But I'm here in the birthplace of Lincoln, and some people in Kentucky, and some people say Jefferson Davis. But I gotta correct people.
You go with the Lincoln birthplace.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. My dad always taught me Lincoln.
Yeah, well, good. That's good. Now, the real reason you called.
Well, I tend to forget every now and then. Somebody told me the other day about when you go into Canada, they ask you four questions.
Yeah.
And one of them is they ask you, what are you going here for, and are
right.
you going to a farm?
Huh. Are you going to a farm?
Yeah. And I'd be like, well, take me to it. You know, I don't know. I think it's got some kind of reference to growing paraphernalia. But...
That could be. That could be, Patrick. The last time I was in Canada was about 2 years ago. And the only question I remember them asking me is, why was I there? I said, well, it just everybody's got to be someplace. Patrick, thanks. I appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing, the child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. we cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HD TV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me? You hate me?
Why not get something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Okay, it's 11:24 in the East. All you East Coast listeners are heading for bed. It's time for people in the Central, Mountain, and Western time zone to give us a call. 800-825-5937. All of a sudden, we have all kinds of open lines here. That makes me nervous. 800-TALK-YES. Joe is calling from the West Coast, from Brookings, Oregon, our bureau chief out there. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I never liked that slimy, limey Tony Blair to begin with. So, if he gets kicked out of office and the Labor Party gets kicked out of office, well, that's too bad. I wouldn't be as disrespectful as some people would be about Tony Blair suggesting he's Bush's biatch.
Yeah.
Or something like that. After all, that position is reserved for Christopher Hitchens. So, I'm not going to be disrespectful towards Tony Blair. Now, I want to talk about the deal with Dennis Kucinich.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here lately, I've noticed a few people really going out of their way. Some of the so-called respectable people going way out of their way to be very disrespectful towards Dennis Kucinich and his supporters, and I don't know. I think it's starting to piss me off a little bit. I mean, you ever seen that idiot Peter Finn? He's a Democratic consultant. He's always makes the rounds on these talk shows.
I don't think I have.
Oh well.
Well, he doesn't. The name you just said doesn't bring a face to mind, but I probably have. If he's made the rounds on the talk shows, was he dissing Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah. He was on a Crossfire last Friday, and they were talking about how the Attorney General of New York was saying Howard Dean couldn't be elected president because he was against the war and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what Peter Finn had to say specifically about Howard Dean. He says he gets around to say, Howard Dean was the only candidate. The only candidate against the war, and then he corrects himself and he says, "Oh, the only serious candidate against the war." And he puts Kucinich in the same category as Carol Moseley Braun, who's only there to take votes away from Al Sharpton. And then you got the New Republic, or maybe we call it the New Republican magazine. They got their own little online primary of different Democratic Party candidates you can vote for, and Kucinich is excluded.
Oh my God! Well, the DLC that owns the DNC, the last thing that they want to see is Dennis Kucinich making any kind of progress at all, because Kucinich is not a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Leadership Conference, and the other. Five of the other eight candidates are wholly owned subsidiaries of the DLC.
And I'm beginning to wonder a little bit about Dean and his relationship to the DLC. So Kucinich is going to be either ignored or badmouthed or disrespected, or rumors circulating about his maiden aunt who was really a Nazi. You know how they get those stories started.
Oh, yeah.
Something to keep Kucinich out of the prefrontal lobes of thinking Americans who consider themselves to be Democrats.
Yeah, or, you know, people left the center, progressive. And I would just, you know, so I, the final thing I would say about Kucinich, if they are dissing him, that must mean he's pretty good. So two things I would say, don't hate Kucinich because he's Polish, and don't hate him because he's a populist.
Okay, thanks, Joe. He's gone. He beat me to it. Don't hate Kucinich because he's Polish, and don't hate him because he's a populist. Yeah, okay. That makes sense to me. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, come on. We got some open lines here. Get in here and join us, all right? All right? 800-TALK-YES.
And they were in daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You got to stand for something. Are you all for anything?
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
As the United Auto Workers gears up for contract talks with the big three U.S. automakers, new signs that industry is preparing for the worst. According to London's Financial Times newspaper, General Motors is stocking up on cars and light trucks in preparation for a possible strike this fall. Talks between the auto workers and Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler open on July 19th and are widely expected to be the most contentious in recent memory. Ford hopes to shut down four U.S. factories, and all three automakers hold pension plans that are underfunded by tens of billions of dollars.
Another week, another pension reform protest strike in France. Today's is being led again by the transport workers and has brought much of the country's bus and train systems to a halt. There are more flights into and out of French airports this week compared to last week's strike. Teachers led last week's walkout, but they are absent on the streets today as their union holds bargaining talks with the government. If those do not turn out well, the French National Teachers Union says it will hold its own strike on Thursday.
Frontline workers in Canada's battle against the SARS virus will receive hazard pay. Ontario's health minister ordered the four Toronto hospitals where the deadly disease is treated to double the hourly wages of those tending to SARS patients. But the Ontario Nurses Association says that's not enough. The union is demanding double pay for all healthcare workers in those hospitals where the airborne virus is being treated. And since gloves, masks, and gowns were not enough to prevent two nurses from recently contracting SARS from a dying patient, the ONA says additional safety equipment is needed. Yesterday, a dozen nurses arrived at their provincial legislature wearing masks in protest of the Ontario government's handling of SARS. They say they were muzzled, silenced, and ignored during the outbreak and are demanding a public inquiry.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Tracy is calling from Silver Springs, Maryland. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing fine. How are you?
Great. You know what? I just think this is a scandal of such wide proportions that I honestly don't think that the Boy King will be able to get out of this unscathed.
You're talking about the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Lies, and more lies.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand about the complicity of the media, and I understand that he basically has, you know, the Congress, the Republican-dominated Congress, and the docile Democrats. But I think at some point, especially if something goes on in Britain, I just don't see how he may survive sort of, Mike, but it will make people, or the sheeple, as you like to call them, wake up. I really do.
Well, I hope so. That what you're assuming, though, and what I still assume, is that there is an opposition party in this country called the Democratic Party that has some strength, that has courage, that is able to stand up on its hind feet and say something. Now, if it takes the removal of Tony Blair to put some spine in the backbone of American Democrats, then so be it. But isn't it a shame that we have to wait and see if Tony Blair's government falls in order for George Bush to be put in the spotlight?
I couldn't agree with you more. And I also think that you're starting to see a little bit of spine in the small D Democrats. You're starting to a little.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Now, the other thing I want to say is that I'm in total solidarity. You know, I love Dennis Kucinich. I like Howard Dean. I'm going to say something that might make me feel very unpopular, and I promise you, I swear that I'm not in the camp, but I think when all is said and done, I'm just thinking about we've got to get rid of this guy, and I'm just thinking that this Kerry guy might be the best person to put it up, practically speaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not alone in thinking that. A lot of people think that a Kerry nomination will immunize the Democratic Party against the one charge that the Democrats, for some reason, always have a problem defending themselves against, and that is this business about soft on national defense or what have you, which has always been a lie. George W. Bush has been using Bill Clinton's military, for the past 3.5 years or three
no
years.
Question.
Yeah. So
no
I,
question. I just think that, you know, it at some point, if you think in practical terms, when you think what is the priority, and you have to say, well, you know, is somebody liberal enough at this point? I mean, he's not Joe Lieberman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank God.
So, and I understand, you know, it doesn't engender the enthusiasm, but I just wanted to throw that out there for my brethren and sisters to think about. And
well, a lot of people, a lot
I
of
like Howard. You know, I like Howard Dean personally,
right.
But I just, you know, I think at some point when the rubber meets the road and when we decide who, you know, God help us if we have like Joe Lieberman. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the reality of Joe Lieberman, and this,
yeah.
This speaks volumes about America 2003. Joe Lieberman is Jewish. Joe Lieberman will never be elected president of the United States.
Exactly.
The Democrats in the South will flee like dogs with their tails on fire from a Jewish person at the top of the ticket.
I guarantee it. Right.
It's the same reason that Colin Powell said years ago that he would never run for president because he feared for his life. And he's not talking about some Republican taking a shot at him.
Right.
So as the truth is, and the Democratic Party knows this,
right,
that Joe Lieberman will lose the entire South because he happens to be Jewish.
It's the same reason, you know, like it's really unthinkable, you know, for whatever reason, to think about Al Sharpton. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Well, your idea about Kerry, there are an awful lot of Democrats who feel that way. And, I mean, it's one thing to be a political purist. And in my heart, that's what I want to be. I want Dennis Kucinich. But there is the other thing is to understand that if Dennis Kucinich does not get the nomination, then for Democrats to just say, well, then to hell with it, I'm getting out.
Right.
Unless it's a Joe Lieberman, Democrats, in my opinion, who do that will be, they may retain their political purity, and God knows I'd like to retain mine, but as you say,
four more years
of Bush, this republic is finished.
Right.
It's over.
And when you think, I'm just saying, if you know, you have to look at people's records and say, well, you know, how
mm-hmm.
bad
that's right
are they? And in my personal opinion, you know, John Kerry is liberal enough. I mean, to the point where he says he's liberal. I mean, you can argue with some things. So I'm just saying that's something for those of us to think about.
Sure,
you know?
And that's a good point. Tracy, thanks for checking
Take
in.
Take care.
All right, you too. Appreciate your call. Everybody's got to make that decision. Democrats, progressive, liberals, all of us who are not these flying monkey Republicans. You know, you got to make that decision on your own. You really do. The political purists who are real Democrats, and in my heart, that's what I am. I will until it is decided by powers greater, much greater than I will be a Kucinich backer. Because I do believe he represents the core values of America as well as the core values of the Democratic Party. And the fact that he comes from Cleveland and I come from Toledo, 90 miles down the road, has nothing to do with it. It really doesn't. The working class connection, the blue-collar connection, that whole mythological thing, but that's part of my politics. That's part of my politics. Coalition building, black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, working together to make sure that everybody gets a better shake in this country. That's just what I come from. That's what Dennis Kucinich comes from. That's what a lot of Democrats come from. That is the heart and soul and core of the Democratic Party. Now, do Democrats carry their own bigotries and prejudices? Sure. You know, we like to talk about we're one happy, big old happy family. But come on, let's get real. And it's not just Southern Democrats. There's a lot of Democrats all over the country who still retain just enough racism, just enough bigotry, just enough religious bigotry or sexual gender orientation bigotry or anti-female bigotry, yada, 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 yada. But the Democratic Party is the party of the Big Ten, and to see the Democratic Party turn into Republican light that we have all witnessed since the advent of the Democratic Leadership Conference, that's been a killer. That's been a real killer for true Democrats. So, Tracy makes a good point, And I've talked to a lot of people who said, Malloy, you know, stick with your political purity. But the fact is, Dennis Kucinich is not going to get it. And my answer to that is, we'll see. And if that turns out to be the case, then I've got a decision to make. But Joe Lieberman is not going to be the Democratic Party nominee. He simply is not. Because this is America, folks. This is United States of America 2003. And, it matters not to me about the Christian Coalition freaks who want to slaughter the Jews in order to make Jesus come back. I mean, those people to me are just crazy. They're just sick, disgusting, and crazy. This alliance between Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists, to me, I've said it repeatedly in the past week or so, I don't understand that alliance. I do not. Because the Jews understand the Christians a hell of a lot better than the Christians understand themselves. And the Jews know. They know what that Christian revelation Armageddonist theology is all about. It's about their own slaughter. So aside from that, if Lieberman somehow did get the nomination, these so-called Christian Zionists would abandon, would no more vote for a Joe Lieberman than they would vote for Goofy. We live in a sick country, you know that? We really do. But you're not sick, and I'm not sick, and that's all that matters. Mike is calling from Rochester, New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Going fine, sir. How are you?
I can't complain. I hate to talk about somebody else's show, but...
That's all right.
I think baby boy Bush here is in worse shape than he knows and that he even realizes. Diane Rehm does a show on NPR between 12 and 2, and she had two Republicans on today talking about the weapons of mass destruction issue.
Uh-huh.
One of the Republicans was John Dean from the Nixon administration, Watergate fame.
Right.
And he's got an article up on Common Dreams, and basically he makes a wonderful case for this being an impeachable offense and that this White House is in serious trouble and that they're going down the road of impeachment mm-hmm. that Nixon followed. And to hear two Republicans, and I remember him because he was the one saying, let's hang baby. He wasn't really saying hang baby boy Bush, but he was definitely whacking this guy hard. And they had some Reagan-era parchment on there also. This guy, I just finished reading Animal Farm this weekend. We're on a little trip with the kids. So I had a little time to read it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to this guy talk, and I started screaming, Squealer! It's Squealer! There he is! There he is! I mean, he started with, well, it was almost to the point of, well, we never said that he actually had weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
You know, we said that he might one day get weapons of mass destruction, and, you know, it's good enough that we went in there, and we found out the real weapon of mass destruction was Saddam Hussein himself, and we got him out of power, and the place is all better, and didn't we do good? And Dean was like, well, I must have missed something because, mm-hmm. you know, that must have been a beltway conversation because out here in the real world, all we ever heard was weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction.
Right, right.
Callers called it massacre, the Reagan-era Parchnik. It was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I've got to urge folks out there, if they didn't get a chance to download your May 29th show, go out and get it. As a matter of fact, you've got a little blurb in here where you run down everything. If you could break that out into a segment and throw that up on a radioforall.net or something so folks can get to it.
What was that?
You had the section where you ran down from Bush saying, yeah, he's definitely gotten to the Marine Corps general going, there ain't nothing here, that little section.
Yeah. I don't know if we can pull that out or not, but... But John Dean's article appeared first in this online publication, findlaw.com.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I've got that posted on my website right now, and I think everybody should read that. It's a lengthy article.
Yeah.
But if anybody understands about the destruction of a presidency, it would be John Dean.
Exactly.
He makes a very strong case that Bush, it's over for Bush. It's just a matter of somebody ringing the bell
mm-hmm.
and saying, hey, dude, you're out. So...
Well, I didn't mean to cut into you, but
that's right.
Something even better. I took your May 29th show. I took that section. I've got a guy I share an office with,
mm-hmm.
hardcore Republican. He's still complaining about Bill Clinton, and I always remind him, like, well, let me see. Who's the president again? I'm just checking.
Yeah.
So I play this section for him, and he listens to it, and he turns real bright red. And then I start talking to him. I say, okay, well, look. I know that's what you just heard is a little hard, and I know you're having a hard time with it, but let's talk about the crazy notion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, you know, and I said, you know, way out there in Mars, man, let's say that perchance, Bush lied. Would that change your opinion of him?
Mm-hmm.
And you could see him, and he was like, well, yeah, it would change things.
Well, then see, if we lived in a country that had a responsible media, all America would know that the little bastard lied.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would know. But we don't live in a country where there is an independent attack dog media that wants to find the truth. We just don't live there anymore, and that's a shame. Mike, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in.
Bye.
All right, sir. Take care. Christopher is calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. Christopher, this is your first time calling, right?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, this is your first time calling in?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone, so the reception is a little funky right now. But
well, welcome to the program.
Best.
Sure.
The only reason I'm calling is I just wanted to kind of clarify some things. I must confess, I do have respect for all Americans, all people, but I have to confess I am a proud member of the vast right-wing conspiracy, and I hope that's all right. I hope that we can still be buddies. But the one thing I need to kind of clarify, I'm sure that I'm a little blinded by my, right-wing beliefs and whatnot. I keep hearing this thing about how the president lied and all this. Maybe we can sort of discuss how exactly he lied and, maybe take it point by point. Would that be kind of possible? I'm just not seeing it.
Well, probably not. And the reason it wouldn't be possible is I just don't have the time for it, Christopher, and this program is not formatted for it. If you are interested in educating yourself and finding out the truth of the lies of Bush, the Bush administration, there are just dozens, hundreds of websites that you can go to get the information. I'm assuming that you're reasonably intelligent, although your statements are kind of weird when you say you're a member of the vast right-wing conspiracy and this and that and this and that. But I'm assuming you're reasonably intelligent. And if you are reasonably intelligent, then you can get this information yourself. I think the first thing you have to do, though, is to scrape the film off of your eyes and learn how to see, not looking through a veil of Rush Limbaugh-isms or Sean Hannity-isms or right-wing talk radio-isms, but actually see, actually be able to tell what it is that you're looking for. If you're looking for the truth, just make yourself open to the truth, and it will find you. But you don't need to enter into dialogue with me. It would be a waste of my time and a waste of your time. Again, you sound bright enough to find the information yourself. And remember, the best way to catch butterflies is not to go chasing after them with a net, but to sit quietly and be a flower. Every day, and the one around know the words to say with attitude, no direction. I waste my time thinking I'm the next one to make a difference, to make a change, to make some sense and to rearrange. Rearrange the way you think. Hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. Don't let the world be your own hell, because it is so. It's so full of greed.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Five before the hour from C in New York. Hi, Mike. Don't know if you saw it, but another soldier was killed today in Iraq. The soldier was at a checkpoint in Baghdad. According to Reuters, quote, at least 40 U.S. troops have now been killed in hostile action in Iraq since the capital fell to American forces on April 9th. End quote. I want you to know that we here in New York are not forgetting these boys. We know, after September 11, 2001, what it is like to be used and forgotten by Bush. Mission accomplished, huh? Bushfire is calling from Milwaukee, or is it brushfire?
No, it is bushfire.
Hey, bushfire, welcome to the program.
Well, that's just apparently how I go at over at the Democratic Underground.
Ah, okay.
And your message board, as I signed up a week or so ago.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I just want to thank you for playing the music of Kevin Kinney and Driving and Crying.
Oh, wasn't that good? When was that? Friday?
That was so good. That was like last week.
Friday
week
a week
before.
Ago. Yeah, Friday a week ago.
And you and Kathy did just a great job putting that together.
Well, thanks a lot. Kevin is a good friend. I know he's from Milwaukee, but he's spent an awful lot of time down here in Athens, Georgia. And just an excellent musician. He's so good.
He is. He is probably one of the best working songwriters around these days, and
yes.
And you're so lucky to have him in your area, and we miss him up in Wisconsin. He really hates the cold weather up here.
I know. When Kathy and I lived in Chicago, Kevin came up for what's that festival you all have on the lake in Milwaukee?
Summerfest.
Summerfest. And Kevin played. This is about four years ago. And we had a chance to meet his family and, oh, my God, cousins and parents and just a whole tribe of people. And Kevin is he's a good guy. He's an excellent singer-songwriter and a good musician. So you know him, or you're just familiar with his music?
Well, I've seen him at concerts several times. And in one concert, back when Bill Clinton was president,
mm-hmm.
he was promoting a group, an organization called the Peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were involved in going into inner cities
right.
and helping pass out food to the underprivileged mm-hmm. during the summer when children weren't in school.
Right.
And he encouraged a lot of people to get involved with that, and it's just a fabulous organization. And
he's a good guy. Kevin's a good guy. I'm glad you like the music. We'll occasionally do that. Listen, we're out of time, Bushfire. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, anytime. I'll call back.
All right, sir. Take care. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, producer in Atlanta by Catherine Bay, and, of course, our announcer is Robin Bittman. Thanks to Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive for the website. And to Jim in Arkansas for a lot of the good music. And our bureau chiefs and correspondents. We appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. I hope. I really, really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio.